You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am Chris Chambers, and I am here, as always, with Mr. Andrew Chamberlain. What's up, Andrew?
You know, I'm just excited to be here today.
Just excited.
It's a good day.
That is good. And then we also are joined with Mr. Tommy Primo from PX3 Laser Engraving. What's up, Tommy?
Another beautiful day in paradise.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I appreciate both of you joining us for this particular episode. This is one of these episodes in which we take a business topic and we just kind of dive in from our personal kind of experience and just have a conversation. So as always, Andrew, go ahead and take the lead, man.
Sure. So as I take the lead, I see something. You all can't see this because we're recording this, yeah. But I do see something. Tommy has something, and that is his
challenge coin.
Yes, and so if you have been in our group for a while, Tommy, hopefully you've had the one-on-one. Tommy's been able to make one of these coins and talk about it, but did Chris and I pass the challenge today, Tommy?
You guys passed the challenge. I did call him out, so that I guess we're going to have to go out and tip him. I think I do my post on Facebook that I made the challenge and I lost.
So. Yeah, we'll have to take a picture of that afterwards.
Okay, definitely, yes.
Yeah, that'd be good. So, yeah, so excited for that. So that kind of that's a great segue, branding. You know, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Tommy and his team and his business, they are – that's kind of what they focus on, branding. And so we've picked out five areas, the five key areas for branding today, some of the importance that they bring. And so, as always, we have some reference articles that we've been looking at, and I just want to give reference to them. One is from Entrepreneur Magazine. It's called Six Reasons Branding is More Important Than Ever Before. We're also looking at an article from Forbes that says why branding is important. And then we're also looking at an article from Deluxe.com that says six reasons why a strong brand is important for your small business. So we got some reference materials. We use those and just pulling a couple different things together here to have this conversation about the importance of branding. So we got five areas today that we think are so key in branding, reasons you brand, what they bring, and so forth. And I'm going to highlight those now. I'm going to list those out, and then we're going to go back and have a conversation through each one of them. So the first one is it defines who you are. Second, it gives recognition to your team or to your brand or to your business. Three, it builds trust with your customer base. Four, it inspires your employers. That's an interesting one that we all, as we were studying, we're like, yeah, that's a really good one, and we have some good stuff there. And then five, it really drives sales. So at the end of the day, all this stuff is important, but we want to make sure that what we're doing does drive our sales and our revenue. So that's an important thing. So again, defines who you are, defines your brand. So we're going to start out there, that defining element. So I'm going to kind of pose it this way. I'm going to start out with Chris for just a moment. You guys, I think, do a really good job branding. You know, I really do. I see Chambers. I see the consistency, you know. So start out with that. How has that defined who you are? Just keep, you know, continually putting that name and that fighting for your veterans tagline, if you will. What are some of the things? How has that defined you and your team?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things again, going back, I've mentioned this previously, but 2009, I went out on my own. The office of Christopher S. Chambers was the firm at that point in time. Failed less than a year, and I was out of business. This go-around, obviously got a little bit more experience. Obviously have B&I and a lot of referral partners that can help me at this point. But one of the things internally, myself and my wife, our office manager, you know, Neil as well, we all got together and we said, listen, we need to have a good solid logo. We need to have something that we're going to be putting out there, you know, time and time again. And it took us quite a few months to kind of land on, hey, this is what we're going to do. And we had a lot of different ideas, but finally we landed on that. Another thing we did, we actually, picked a website that we wanted as well to kind of go along with the logo and the look and everything. And it wasn't available. Somebody was squatting on it. And so they said, hey, listen, for X number of thousands of dollars, we will we'll let you have it. And we were able to negotiate that down a little bit. But we went ahead and spent the money for it because we felt like it was important, you know. Yes. Instead of having, for example, previously law offices of Christopher S. Chambers.com. And good luck getting people to find your website, you know, chamberslaw.com, a whole lot easier.
Yes.
And so those are, you know, a couple of things that we've done to try to help with that for sure.
So I mean, I think that highlights this so, you know, just in such a big way right from the beginning. Like you saw the importance of that coming off of, you know, we won't call it a failed business experience, but we'll call it a learning experience.
Yeah. There you go.
And you saw that so much so that you're willing to invest right from the beginning.
Absolutely,
like, yeah. Hey, we got to do it the right way.
For sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, Tommy, you're someone who, you know, you're working with businesses all the time in this.
Correct.
And you've got an expertise in the side that it's not only, hey, for my own business, but I'm seeing this for other people's business. So seeing what Chris has done, hearing that concept of how this defines you, how, what would you add to that that makes it so important for businesses to just have maybe a strong or a bold look or something that really sets them apart, that so everybody knows who they are and defines who they are as a business?
You want something people are going to recognize. You know, tell who you are, you know, what type of business. You want them to know that always. You don't want to be changing logos. People do that changing logos. And I know I'm coming to Chambers Law Firm. If it's a different logo, I wonder, who's that? Is that Chambers Law? So that's big on any big business that stays uniform.
Yeah, it's great. And that's actually going to segue into some of these others. So we'll get to that that idea of the recognition and that trust. I mean, you already hit, in essence, two huge points right there. Mm-hmm. But I want to get back to one last thing on this defining thing, is that sometimes as a business owner, you need that definition to stay focused yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I know for my own self, like, we were tempted at times at Jericho to kind of branch out to do this or do this or do that. And you go back to, no, this is who we are. This is how we started. Even our logo, we have a very specific logo with the house and a cross connected, because that shows what we're a Christian-based organization that's going to bring shelter, you know? So we're going to stay in that lane and keep focusing on that.
I don't have to read it. I know what it is from your logo.
Yeah.
Your logo, you know, it ties in. I don't have to worry about reading the words. The logo speaks for itself.
Yeah. And so it's that defining element. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a big thing. So if you're a business owner out there right now, take it from Chris, how much that energy they spent, that resource that they spent on the front end. Define who you are through that logo. It's a big thing.
Yeah, and it's back to the logo for a moment. You know, I know one of the things we were doing internally, now, you know, I'm not certainly the most creative individual, and so from a logo standpoint, I was having some difficulty. We actually did hire an outside source to assist us with that, and ultimately we ended up coming to the logo that we decided to use. Again, nice and simple, but we came with, to that internally. But the help that we got externally to help us kind of narrow down what it was we were looking for really helped immensely. So definitely, certainly if you're starting out or you don't have a, you know, a good strong logo or something that you like, definitely don't be afraid to go and hire somebody to assist you with that. You know?
No, 100%.
Yeah, I know. And Tommy, you know, I know your son does a lot with graphic design and things like that. And that's something you can help with too, right?
Definitely can do that, yes.
Yeah. So definitely if you need some assistance with that, you know, that's a way that Tommy PX3 Laser Engraving can help too.
Phenomenal. Yeah. So that first one, define you. It does define you. So really, and here's the reality before we move on. If you don't choose to define yourself, it will define you without you choosing. Mm-hmm. So you got, if you want to make that decision, do it, you know, do it well. Right. I think that's an important thing.
And, you know, just when we're looking at branding, kind of what should the brand accomplish? You know, you want to deliver a message clearly and succinctly, right? You want to reaffirm your credibility. You want to build an emotional a connection with your audience. You want to generate goodwill and loyalty. And you want to motivate your potential audience to buy or take, you know, the next step, whatever. You want to call them to action. So you're looking at all those things when you're looking to brand.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. So let's move into the second one. It gives recognition. It gives recognition to who you are. This one, I think the way you understand how important this is you talk to your kids. If you have kids that can't read, you know, they're younger, they can still tell you. If I put like a swoosh right in front of my kid who can't read, he's like, that's Nike, you know, or you put the golden arches or whatever, that's McDonald's. Oh, go give me a Happy Meal, you know? So it gives that recognition. I think we've all seen that, but let's take a little bit of time to talk about that for a little bit. What kind of recognition, Tommy, can a brand expect? Let me flip that for a little bit. If you don't, if you're moving in that direction where you know, you see the importance of it, right? What kind of relationship can that build with your customer base when they start to see, hey, you know, this is the brand, this is who they are, gives them that recognition. Maybe think even like McDonald's, they know to expect that. So maybe take that a little bit, add from what you've seen in your business and how people, you know, they really start to recognize with the brand, recognize a company with their brand.
Yeah, I mean, it's simple, like the golden arches. You'll never, all you got to do is see that logo, you know who it is. So people, when they see it all the time, it just makes it simple and easy to tie your brand to that.
Yeah, and it builds that trust and those different
trust. Yeah. I mean,
that's phenomenal. So when we're looking at these things and we're talking about recognition, there's some other elements that we want to look at, because you obviously are going to tie in your a quality product or something like that. Chris, I think you guys have done such a really good job, you know, serving the veterans. And what was interesting in one of our little conversations prior to our main meeting today, two people gave in our group gave reference of how a big deal that your firm had done, you know, working with others. And so obviously you know, that's the emphasis of your business. But that brand recognition to, mm-hmm. to show that, to kind of get that out there, you know, from your experience, how important has that been, and what does that bring to the table?
Yeah, so, you know, we're coming up on a three-year anniversary to, you know, when the Chambers Law Firm began, and you know, obviously marketing, advertising, you know, these are two facets of kind of the same thing. And branding obviously is a big part of that. So that people see, you know, Chambers Law Firm, see the logo, see our name, Fighting for Veterans, know exactly what it is that we do. And so I think it's important to spend that money too. You know, for example, you know, golf courses, you know, getting on scorecards, maybe getting on a bench. You know, there's a lot of firms that use billboards, things like that. Just getting around to, you know, and sponsoring, you know, local events, charities, and things like that. I think, you know, doing all those things is going to help you help the community know you a little bit better. And it may not be that they have any personal experience with you for weeks, months, years even, but as they see you over and over and over, next thing you know, again, there's a trust that is starting to build. I've seen them around quite a bit, you know. So.
Yeah, you make a really good point there. You know, they were telling, so we went down this avenue this year at Jericho with commercials.
Yeah.
You know, we started commercials, and I remember talking to the rep with that, who was telling us, you know, it's going to take someone about 20 some times to see this commercial before they start to feel a connection. And it's phenomenal that psychology behind how much they have to see that, recognizing, you know, but also at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to put yourself out there, you better do a good job,
right,
you know, because you're going to get the eyes on you and stuff like that. But you make a good point. When you start seeing that enough, there's going to build that's going to give the segue for that trust element. So it brings recognition. Tommy, you all can do that. You all can help that with any business, correct?
Yeah, from design to execution, we can help with all that.
Yeah, and get it out there so everybody can see it, right?
That's right.
Awesome.
And again, we mentioned this on the other episode, but I just want to mention again, you know, this could be, again, tumblers, it could be cups, it could be, again, fill in the blank, you know, it could be anything you can imagine. You know, giving away gifts to your clients or customers, you know, Christmas gifts or special, you know, holidays or whatever it is, you know, you could find ways to get your, to build that trust with your clients. And again, make sure that your name is on there, you know, as well. I know there's a firm in the area, they use umbrellas. You know, hey, you never know when you're going to use an umbrella, but you're going to keep it in your car.
Right.
Next thing you know, your name's being somewhere, you know, being seen. So those kind of things, I think it's important to keep that in the back of our mind. And I don't think everybody thinks about those kind of things maybe as much as they really should from a business perspective.
Definitely need to think a bit more. It's not an easy market out there.
Yeah.
You know, especially with social media and everything you can get from Google, you can find. We've got, as little we've been in business, unbelievable how much people have found us from Texas, Tennessee. I had someone call me from Ireland. I says, what state's that in? Because I'm thinking, it can't be the country, right? We're in business 3 or 4 months. They were from the country, Ireland. Wow. That found us online.
Yeah, so I mean, keep putting out there. So it goes back to that first one. You got to define who it is, define who you are, make it good, make it something that's noticeable, and again, keep getting it out there. Get that recognition. Yeah. Third, we've talked about this briefly, but let's dive into it a little bit more. It builds trust.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I like to really focus in marketing is, and I kind of highlight in the second point, if you're gonna keep putting yourself out there, you better be ready, because people are gonna come, and you gotta have a good whatever your thing is. You know, that's a big deal. We talk about that a lot at Jericho, because at the end of the day, you want that relationship to get built, because they've made a connection through your brand, they've made a connection of seeing something. Now they're gonna try you, whatever it is, and then you wanna work off that. We want to focus in on that brand aspect for a moment. It builds that trust. Let's talk through that a little bit. Name some brands that you feel like, you know what? I see it. I know I can depend on them. And that's something that, you know, I'm going to go back to. So name one, Chris, that you can just see right off the bat you're going to use.
Amazon Prime.
There you go. Yeah. Because, you know, hey, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
It's going to get there.
It's going to get here quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you one for me. If I see something from, you know, like I really enjoy Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. You know, I like Pepsi's good, but I like Coca-Cola. So if I see Coke, I'm like, all right, that's what I'm going to drink. Hence, I got one right here. You know, you see that? You build that relationship with. So
I'm building, redoing my house all the time. Milwaukee Tools is my homeowner choice.
Yeah. And so there's that psychology element of it. So let's talk about that from the brand side a little bit. Is there something that maybe we can do when we're branding ourselves to even incorporate that better? Because that's, you know, that's a challenging concept, you know, to think about, okay, what is this going to look like for other people and how they're going to, you know, build that trust with us? So is there something that maybe we can add there?
Yeah, one of the things that we've done, so when we made our original logo, it was just the Chambers Law Firm, right? That was it. And then, you know, since we've added, you know, fighting for our veterans, right? For a couple reasons. Number one, that's our focus. That's our, yeah. That's what we do most of. You know, I if I had to put a percentage on it, probably be, you know, 75% of our clientele are veterans, right? So that's number one. But number two, again, I would say that the vast majority of the U.S. population certainly want to support our veterans, you know. And you know, you hear jokes sometimes about attorneys. Oh, there's an attorney. You know, only thing ever comes out of his mouth is liar, lie, blah blah blah. You're right. You hear things like that. And so already, just as an attorney, as a lawyer, you already kind of have that you're fighting against, right?
Right.
And so in addition to that, we want to make sure that our veterans clients, first of all, know, hey, we're not here to do anything but help you. We're looking for your out for your best interest. You know, additionally, we want the community to know this is what we're doing. As well. So there's a couple of things for me.
It's phenomenal. Yeah.
I think that's great the way to have, you know, fighting for our veterans. Mm-hmm. That just, to me, that really rings through and says a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that you're saying there that I think if you're trying to take this to your business and wherever you
yeah,
are,
yeah.
you know, think how simple
yeah.
that statement, mm-hmm. but that, you know, it builds it in. So you don't have to overcomplicate this,
right.
you know, and, you know, it's that old adage, kiss, keep it simple, mm-hmm. stupid, you know, right. but there is something to that. But at the end of the day, sometimes when you're thinking simplistically, that's actually a harder way of thinking mm-hmm. because it's easier to just keep adding and adding and adding. So it does build that trust. And I think, you know, I'll highlight one thing with Jericho and then we'll move on to our next one is, we've added this tagline, and you'll see it with all the stuff that we're doing, helping the hurting, the hungry, and the homeless. Mm-hmm. We put that alliteration in there because we want it to be easy and something for people to get. But, you know, that's even how we evaluate ourselves as a team, you know. So all of our goals are related to that. Yeah. Everything that we do is related to that because we're going to put that out there. That's who we are. And then we're going to see if that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So it builds that trust.
And,
so,
you know, I'll just mention one other. There's a local church, Northcliffe Church. They have a kind of a three-phase kind of vision statement or mission statement as well, right? It says that, you know, they're there to do three things. Number one, love God personally, right? Live life, live life intentionally, and then also serve others, you know, passionately. So again, like you said, I think specifically for nonprofit, but I'd say for any business, if you always keep in mind this is what we're here to do, and when you start to creep, your mission creeps a little bit. You start to do other things, you know, you need to get back on brand, get back on point.
Yeah, because that's how you're going to build the trust. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I really think your branding. You wanted to catch them. You don't have to tell your whole story with it. It's getting to catch them. To want to know more to get the rest of your story.
Yeah, that's good. So with that, the fourth one we talked about here, and this one was interesting for me in particular, was how this inspires your employees. So I'm going to start here. We really started, you know, in the last year, really trying to put our brand on everything that we give our employees, and we wanted to make sure it was good quality. So we've used some of our B&I partners. We've used Tommy with their hats. So a lot of our employees have these hats. We've Judy with our shirts. And we made sure we're keeping that same language, that same look. And one of the things that I've seen, we've used Michelle a lot with our video to keep that same image going out. Two things have happened. One, we gave out shirts the other day to all of our employees, or we gave out another round or something. And when we got to show that to our staff, here's what the whole staff was like. They're like, oh my goodness, that's amazing. And they wanted to wear them.
Yeah.
I've had one time when I went where someone didn't have their shirt on. Yeah. I'm like, hey, wear your shirt. And he said, well, the reason I didn't wear it today was it was dirty. I was like, well, that's why we gave you six of them. So wash them. You know? But they want to wear them. And I see it out in the community. And I'm just really excited about that. And what I've seen is, you know, you can't put a monetary thing on it, but we've seen morale improve. We've seen that desire to be a part of Jericho. And we're actually having retention. We're not having we're not losing people. And, you know, that's maybe not all of this related to this, but I can definitely say some of it is, and it really does help. So I think it's a big thing to inspire your employees to see that trust. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you show you care by giving them, it's twofold, you know, oh, I got something.
Yeah. We've done this as well, where we want to, you know, make sure our staff has, you know, Chambers Law Firm, you know, shirts and so on and so forth, hats even. But not only just their staff, but also family members of folks that work here. And it's amazing. We actually pick up clients on a regular basis from family members of you know, staff that work
here.
You know, they're wearing a shirt, they're wearing the hat, they meet with a veteran, and we're talking to them on Monday morning after the weekend. So yeah,
that's
absolutely
awesome.
Is a way, again, it spend a little bit of money, right? For that kind of thing, but again, in the end, it's going to continue to help your business. It's going to continue to help other veterans, in my case, you know?
Yeah, it's an investment. It's not a
it's
not an expense,
right.
It's an investment.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, I have one of the I have my orange Chambers Law Firm hat, and I wear that out, and you know, one of the reasons I like to wear it is, hey, I like to support you.
Absolutely.
But secondarily, it's a nice hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a really nice hat, and I'm a Tennessee fan, so it's orange,
right.
You know, so it's really good. So there is a way that you can inspire people with that. And Tommy, you all can make all those products to make it look really good and have something that people are really proud of.
We can. And something that, you know, I'm thinking about now is, I used to be a Snap-on franchise. You know how many customers come in and say, look at my new tattoo. Mm. Here's my Snap-on. I'm branded. Snap-on Ratchet, my Caterpillar. So I branded light from my lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. You just made the tumblers for us, you know, for our BNI chapter.
Yes.
And you know, I took the thing to church the other day and I was like, this thing is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice. It's a great tumbler. So it does inspire. So if you do that well, it's a really good thing. It can inspire your employees. Last one is this, and this is kind of the, you know, we won't say it's the only point, but it is a great point. It drives up sales. When you start seeing this as an investment, instead of just seeing it as an expense, like, you know, hey, I got a marketing budget or whatever, right? No, it's going to, you're going to invest and it's going to drive up sales. So let's talk about that for a little bit. Chris, we'll start with you. You've mentioned that, you mentioned that even with the hats and some of the merchandise you've given some of the family members, but talk about also even like how you've seen that through even Facebook, how you've branded yourself, you've marketed yourself, and you've brought in, you know, customers that you may not have had if you hadn't taken those steps in branding and marketing yourself.
Yeah, I think taking the branding that we have, taking the logo, taking those things, and you know, one example I'll give is using it like on social media. We have, you know, Dan Brown actually in our group who helps me with that. So we're taking this brand that we're using here in the office, that we're using out in the community, and that we're using online. He's able to take that and then really attract, right, new clients, not just in this area, but really all over the place. And so, you know, that branding and seeing it week in and week out, month after month, right, year after year, is really, we're really starting to pay dividends. In fact, you know, just had a really good case yesterday, came through yesterday from somebody who found us online, you know, in large part due to, you know, these branding and things we're talking about.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's interesting for us at Jericho is we've done a lot of this, you know, we've taken these steps, and now I actually got a text message yesterday. Judy from our group, Judy Barito, she makes our mask, our face mask that we have to wear at certain places, and we actually have now people wanting to buy our face masks, mm-hmm. and I'm like, well, we don't have those for sale, so we get that with our hats, you know, we get that with our face masks. I just find that interesting, you know, where it's like, hey, we've done, you know, we've taken some time. We already had a really good image with our brand, and we've taken some time to make that look good. And now, not only is it getting the message out, people actually want to buy it as merch. And I think that's pretty interesting. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we ran into that with our hats. You know, someone's like, I want one of your hats. I'm like, I'll get you one. He's like, I'll buy it. I'm like, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. It goes not just to a marketing piece to now someone's actually wanting to purchase it because it looks that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. So it really can drive up your sales. I mean, Here's the reality. You know, we looked at one of the articles, and maybe this is a good place to end on this one, is there's a couple investors that are talking about they were buying a hotel chain, and the question was asked, are they buying the buildings? Are they buying the, you know, all the locations? No, they, at the end of the day, they were buying that brand because that brand was so well-known, so recognized. So spend the time on it. It's going to really, really improve your business. So let me hit these five things again, and then we'll wrap up. Take the time. To make a good brand, to give yourself time in that, because it is going to define you. It is going to be an instrumental piece in marketing who you are. Second, it's going to give you recognition. You want that recognition to obviously be good, so take the time, make it good. Three, it's going to build trust. You're going to see that as a cyclical thing. They're going to build trust just in your brand as they start to see it, and then once you give them a good product, that's only going to be cyclical and grow even more. Four, it's going to really inspire your team, your employers, those that work around you, because they're going to, it's going to be something good that they see and they feel confidence in. And then five, it's really going to drive up your sales. So take the time on it. Go to Tommy. Tommy can help you make it look pretty and make it look great. So any final thing to add there, gentlemen?
I think I'm good, man.
I think you summed it up very well.
Awesome. All right. We thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Andrew, Tommy, appreciate you joining us for this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking.